Edward Young.
You can hear the clarion voice. I'm more cynical and pragmatic about this whole thing. I'm a fifth generation Australian, and so is my late partner. We were together for 38 years. Now you know how old I am. He was a war veteran, and when he died here in Australia, I did not know about the discrimination that was in place against same-sex partners of war veterans. I found out the hard way. When I found out, I decided to do something about it because I realized that the same-sex relationship discrimination went across all directives here in Australia, superannuation, etc., etc., everything. So I thought, as I have the perfect opportunity now to do something, not just because my partner had died and I was a war veteran's partner who was left and was not recognised as such, but it was a chance to do something for everyone else in Australia. Don't think I'm a great noble person, but I'm a Scot by birth, and I'm also a fighter. And so what happened was I went to Veterans Affairs and I asked them for the operative thing. Give me a pension. They said no. Why, I said. You are not of the opposite sex. I knew what that was going to happen. So what I did, I started by the legal processes of taking the incumbent government, the Howard government, on, and we had to go through all the domestic remedies here in Australia, including this commission, who couldn't do anything for me, strangely enough. But we finished at the Veterans Review Board, and then we went to the United Nations Human Rights. The United Nations Human Rights held this case for 3 years. It has been 6 years of my life fighting this, this discrimination of same-sex people in Australia, for all of you and for everyone who is discriminated in any way because they are or are in same-sex relationships or homosexual or lesbians. I don't accept that. We're all people. And I was eventually handed by the United Nations in Geneva a directive where the committee of 18 people from each country around the world, there are 18 different people and different countries represented. 16 of them voted. 2 of them abstained. 16 voted against the Howard directives. And they handed me the greatest victory that we've had. I'm talking about we, the Australian people who are in same-sex relationships or are lesbian or homosexual. We were handed the greatest victory of all time because they said that the Howard government had broken the international covenant of Article 26, which discriminates against people, their rights, their civil rights, and their human rights here in Australia. And he told Howard that he had to change, even by a change of law. And Howard said, the United Nations, don't forget we're signatures to the United Nations Human Rights Convention. We are signatures. I mean, I think we put the whole thing into operation in the beginning. Howard was told that he had to change this directive here in Australia. It was, at that moment, a great victory. Howard said, the United Nations is not a court of law. I will do nothing. Now, this is the man we are now trying to get to change. All this discrimination in this particular directive which we're embarking on at this time, I am cynical. I'm cynical about the whole thing. But what I hope is that we, as a people, and sensible people in Australia, will vote the Howard government out of office. Mm-hmm. And we will put in another government that give the balance of power to a party that we hope will sustain our directives and also help us to obtain all the things that we're trying to do at this very time. That is the only way, personally, because I'm cynical, that is the only way, I think, we're going to change any of these directives that we're all fighting for at this time. I don't know what else I can say. Thank you.
Mr. Young, thank you for that. And you have really led the charge, and you can't go any further than the Human Rights Committee, but unfortunately it didn't bring about change at that time. But you and others are keeping up the battle, and I think that's very important. Your particular claim was under the Veterans Entitlements Act, I think.
Well, it was.
Yes.
It wasn't for a pension. It was for the right to ask.
Yes. And
the whole denial. Because it was a same-sex relationship.
Some of the Defence Force entitlements have been amended in the meantime under the remunerations determinations, but they haven't covered the areas that you were dealing with at all up to date.